Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Get the Nets talk right out of the way. Broken. Broken. Ooh. I can't do it, man. Less than 20 games left. I don't know why I even watch the Nets. And I don't even know why I think that there are games that they're going to win. And I went to the game the other night and I bet against them. And then just had a lot going on today, and I knew they were going to lose that game tonight, but I didn't even think to open up any of the four betting apps I have in my phone to throw a little change on the Detroit Pistons, who are a different team now. I mean, they almost beat the Knicks. And the Nets always lose when they go to Little Caesars Arena out there in Michigan. It doesn't matter if it's DeAndre Jordan on the floor. The Nets always lose out there. And I knew better. I knew better. And I just wish I put some money on it, and I'm over it, man. 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today. Opening day. Major League Baseball. Can't come soon enough. I wish opening day was tomorrow. I have nothing. I have the Devils win. We'll talk about the Devils tonight. Stay tuned for my Casamigos big shot of the night. I mean, come on, Devils. Reel me back in. Make me believe. I'm down for it. I'm actually down for it because there is a chance. There's no chance for the Nets. And I don't care about the play-in. And I wish I didn't know as much as I know about the Brooklyn Nets. So let's start today. You get the news this morning, afternoon, whenever it was. More BS. The final BS update of the 2023-2024 season for your broken Nets. BS stands for Ben Simmons and some other things. But man, I mean, what did you expect? If you listen to Talkin' Nets podcast, which I've been doing now remarkably for over 4 years, I told every single Nets fan that could hear my voice not to buy in. Don't believe the BS. That Brooklyn BS, we on it, man. I don't know why you would even kind of consider Ben Simmons as being a actual NBA player and someone you could count on this team, but you get that news today, and I should have thought then to hammer the Detroit Pistons. 877-337-6666. So the news today, obviously, is that Ben Simmons is going to be shut down for the rest of the season. Medical update. Ben Simmons will remain out for the remainder of the season while he consults with specialists and explores treatment options for the nerve impingement in his lower back. Simmons, along with his representatives and Nets medical personnel, are currently in discussions with numerous experts to determine the course of action that will provide him with the best opportunity for long-term sustainable health. It's BS. I don't buy it. And I don't care. Some of you goofy Nets fans are like, if you're approaching Ben Simmons with anything but concern for his health, there's something wrong with you. No. What are you talking about? This isn't like a situation where he gets x-rays, MRIs, they diagnose exactly what it is. It's not a broken bone. It's not a separated shoulder. It's not a bone spur. My neck, my back, my neck and my back. This guy has had this back issue, a chronic back issue. He's 26, 27 years old. He's 27 years old. He's had a chronic back issue since he got here. How does Sean Marks and the Brooklyn Nets not pick up on this in the physical? I guess because it's not something that gets x-rayed, MRI'd. It's not a broken bone. It's a thing where it's like, hey, this guy's telling us he can't go tonight. He can't run. He can't jump. He can't move the same. $177 million. This guy makes about $40 million a year to play. Oh, not play basketball. He gets $40 million a year to sit on the bench while people play basketball and show off his closet. There was a quote where he said, I'm going to give the Nets everything I got. Yeah, he meant from his wardrobe. 877-337-6666. I'm done. I've been done. I keep bringing up the episode of Carton and Roberts when I got pulled in. I was downstairs sitting in my car listening to Craig and Evan. I was going on after them. And I hear them mention my name. Where's Keith at? Let's hear what Keith's got to say. And I keep bringing that up to Twitter. And I said a few things. I said he's not going to be able to play here. Whether it was the mental health thing. How come nobody talks about Ben Simmons' mental health anymore? Because, I mean, in New York, he's got retail therapy. He can shop till he drops. That boy be shopping. You know, that cures all the anxiety and depression. When he came here, he claimed anxiety, depression, mental health issues. And he used that to recoup some of his contract from Philadelphia. You don't ever hear anything about that anymore. He certainly doesn't dress like someone that's depressed. He looks like a guy that spends a lot of time in the mirror picking out outfits. The Brooklyn Nets got absolutely finessed. And the Brooklyn Nets have become a place where Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and now Ben Simmons came here and collected money and barely played. And I don't even want to lump Ben Simmons in with KD and Kyrie because they did hoop. They did give us some moments. They had some big games and whatnot. But like, man, I mean, KD came here for a whole year, sat on the bench rehabbing and collected. Like Joe Tsai has to feel like the biggest idiot in the NBA. His return on investment, what a terrible ROI. Ben Simmons is shut down. So you get that news today. And the Nets cannot seek a disabled player exception. That deadline was a month and a half ago. And I'm looking at just all the tweets coming out of Nets Twitter. My guy Pooch said, Ben Simmons' timeline in Brooklyn, 2021-2022, he played zero games. He collected $33 million. 2022-2023, he played 42 games. He collected $35.4 million. 2023 to 2024, where we currently are now, it is done. 17 games, $37.9 million. He's still owed $40.3 million for next season. If Sean Marks and Joe Tsai don't figure out some kind of way to get this guy all the way up out of here, I can't go to the arena. I can't wear any Nets gear. I might as well shut down the podcast. It is a disgrace. They are broken physically, mentally, financially, fundamentally. Like, you just lost to the Detroit Pistons, and I tip my cap to the Detroit Pistons. I knew it was coming. I've been keeping a close eye on them. That's only their 10th win of the season, but that's because they've been historically bad. But after the trade deadline, you know, Knicks fans, you guys sent Evan Fournier over there, Quentin Grimes, and you guys got a couple of their pieces. They've been playing a little different since then. They have some young players that were top picks that showed themselves tonight. And the Nets, at the deadline, decided we're going to go get Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder had his best game tonight. He won't be getting my Casamigos big shot of the night because I don't give it out to losers. The Nets are a bunch of losers. He had 31 points. He's going to compete. I know he's probably like, damn, how'd I end up on the Nets, bro? Whatever. I'm an NBA player. I got a hoop. Like, talk about a fall from grace. He should have signed with the Lakers. The Lakers tried to give him the bag. I don't know what he was thinking. Anyway, but back to the Nets game. And I'm telling you, I'm doing this a little bit in my open, and then I'm done. You guys can call in. I won't mention them the rest of the night because there's plenty to talk about. Jaden Ivey, 34 points. Cade Cunningham, 32 points. I mean, Asar Thompson, 14 points. All five of their starters, plus and the plus minus. When you look at rebounds, like, they were out-rebounded. There's just, the Nets are not a good team. They have an interim head coach. They have no direction. They don't know which way is up, down, left, or right. The fans are like trying to, okay, they beat the Hawks over last weekend, back-to-back games. Cool, let's go. Then they lose to the Memphis Grizzlies, where most NBA fans could only name Luke Kennard, if they could even name Luke Kennard on that team. And now, tonight, after beating the shorthanded Sixers, which the Sixers are a joke without Embiid and Maxey. I mean, they're a joke anyway. So, they're not winning a damn thing. They're cooked this year. But they beat the Sixers Tuesday night, and they just reel you back in, thinking, okay, all right, they're going on the road here. It's time to make a push here. It's time to make a run. And then they start the road trip off with a loss to the Detroit Pistons. Same day that you find out that Ben Simmons is another wasted season. Like, I go back to the James Harden trade. You gave up Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, Rodion Kurucs, a bunch of picks to Houston for James Harden. When James Harden came here, he called himself the MVP. But James Harden came here to play with KD, Kyrie, forced his way out of Houston. He did not want to be the only guy. Then the next season, when Kyrie won't take the jab, he's like, yo, what's going on? KD gets hurt. It's like, I did not sign up to come here and be the only guy. I don't even like living in Brooklyn. I don't even like living in New York. It's cold. The booty clubs aren't the same as they are in Houston. You guys don't let me go and do what I want to do on my off days. No. I'm forcing my way out. Daryl Morey is in Philadelphia. And Daryl Morey, as legend has it, called Sean Marks and yelled at Sean Marks to not hang up the phone. And Sean Marks listened to him. And Sean Marks accepted a trade for Ben Simmons. Dumb. The only GM in the entire league that would stay on the phone and accept a trade package with Ben Simmons that didn't include Tyrese Maxey. I also said that on Carton and Roberts. If Maxey's in the deal, they get Seth Curry, Andre Drummond. Come on. And what I also said when I was on Carton and Roberts is, I don't care if Harden is disgruntled, if he's upset, if he quit on the team. DMP him. Sit him on the bench. Because what you gave up to get him, and Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, those picks, we can't get back. But then look at the fortune that the Nets almost had. The future comes, and the Houston Rockets are like, hey, yeah, we'll give you some of those picks back if you trade us Mikal Bridges. And they say, no, we're not trading you Mikal Bridges. He's an Iron Man. This guy played for Team USA over the summer. He's got the longest active streak in the NBA. He never takes a night off. And a few nights ago against the Grizzlies, we saw him visibly hurt his right wrist. He's hurt. And his numbers have been poor the last few games. The guy's exhausted. He's tired. But because of the record he's chasing, because of the fact that the Brooklyn Nets see him as the front man, the cornerstone, the guy that they're building around in this new era, Brooklyn Bridges, they refuse to take that trade at the deadline to get some of their picks back. They don't have their pick in this draft, and they are absolutely bums. Might as well be tanking and lose all the way out, but what's the point of that? You don't have your own pick. So this season is a waste of all of our time, and I feel bad for the kids, like my 9-year-old cousin that I brought to the game Tuesday night that was aware of KD and Kyrie playing 2K and the fact that they were local, right? The New Jersey Nets that moved to Brooklyn. We could go see them. I never actually got him up here when he was 6, 7, 8 to see them. Now he gets up here at age 9 wearing a Brooklyn Bridges jersey. He's looking at me like, do you like the Nets? I said, nah. He said, then why are we rooting for them? I said, relax. They're going to win this one. But I'm not about to make you no Nets fan. And I'm damn sure not about to push you to the orange and blue. 877-337-6666. So Nets fans, call up. You can get on your soapbox. And if you guys are on Twitter, they will do the Nets Twitter spaces all night and talk about how miserable this team is. And I honestly think this is worse than 12-70. I honestly think that this era, this run of the Brooklyn Nets having superstars not acquiescing, not letting these superstars be superstars and control moves and make decisions, treating them like they own them when it's the other way around in the NBA, where they force their way out and you're not able to get the right trade package back to build without them, here you are. This is exactly what you get. Meanwhile, those three guys are in the Western Conference going to the playoffs. I mean, James Harden is on a fourth-seeded team. He's shooting the best from three that he has in his career. He's in sunny California, living the LA life. All is well for him. But look what we're left with. This Nets world was built. They built up the arena, the fans, the merch, these young kids that said, yeah, I'll be a Nets fan. And now look what they have. Absolutely nothing. Ben Simmons, what a disgrace. 877-337-6666. The Devils won tonight. Devils fans, if you feel like the Devils are going to make a run, call me up. We'll talk about it. Tyler Toffoli obviously was held out. I expect him to be dealt. The trade deadline is tomorrow. Rangers fans, call the fan and talk about your prospects. Talk about the guy you got. You didn't play tonight, but we are hours away from the trade deadline. And we know what time it is in March, April, May for hockey. If it's a Rangers town and the Rangers are going to actually hoist the cup, I don't know. If the Isles or the Devils are going to be able to make a run for the wild card, it'd be swell to see all three local teams get in, but I don't think that's going to happen. It was good to see Timo time tonight over there at The Rock, a nationally televised game, and the Devils handle business against the Blues. But if you've heard me, I'm on record saying I don't think the Devils have enough to get it. Congrats to Travis Green for getting his first win, and congrats to the Devils for actually, like, going out there on their home ice and handling business and getting right after the loss to the Panthers. They got to go on a great run here. The schedule is not friendly, but who knows? Anything can happen. 877-337-6666. I know you want to talk about Saquon. I know you want to talk about Saquon to the Eagles. I was tweeting out my takes because I don't get on until 10:30. But of course we're going to talk about Saquon Barkley. I think this is all a negotiation tactic. I don't think there's any way in hell Saquon wants to put on that Eagles jersey. He's got too much G-man in his blood. But you know how you scare your organization into cutting that deal? You know what's different about last year compared to this year? Is reports can be floated that you're willing to go play for the Eagles, who their home games are played about an hour and 15 minutes from where you went to high school. You're a Penn State guy. You don't have to uproot your family. You can just go right down the turnpike and play for those Dirty Birds. And throw away everything that you have here in New York and then set it up where you won't be able to come back to New York and, I don't know, in 20 years host the afternoon drive on WFAN. 877-337-6666. We'll talk all around Saquon Barkley and the Eagles. And I just think that Saquon Barkley probably is gone because of where the Giants are. But I also think with the salary cap going up $30 million and some other guys coming off the books, that if they actually wanted to keep Saquon, once a Giant, always a Giant, a guy that says he wants to be a Giant for life, and a team right now that has really no other offensive weapons. Darren Waller wants to retire. He was ineffective this past year. Is Darius Slayton going to be your number one wide receiver? Are you drafting a wide receiver? Are you drafting a quarterback? Your offense could keep Saquon Barkley with a nice little three-year deal till he's 30-something, and I think you have the flexibility to do it. But I know many Giants fans will tell you it's time to move on. And maybe you want to move on. Call me up and tell me. We'll talk all around it. Xavier McKinney was on Up and Adams. We'll see what happens with Xavier McKinney. I think they should move on from him. There's plenty of football to talk. It's always football season. And there's plenty of baseball to talk, too. I mean, I'm watching the Yankees spring training game because I can't stand to look at the Nets struggle against the Pistons and not just run away with the game against the Pistons. And look at this, Stone Cold Steve Austin Wells brought his bat tonight. And we got to talk about Oswald Peraza. He's got a shoulder injury. To me, the Yankees are signaling that the young prospect, the young shortstop that literally started for the Yankees in the 2022 ALCS, he's not going to make the 26-man roster. And we got to talk about 2022 like I've been doing. What a joke of an offseason and trade deadline that was for your New York Yankees, who won at a historic pace, who had Aaron Judge go on a historic run. And the GM just didn't do enough in the winter or at the deadline to help that team. 877-337-6666. We're over 20 minutes in. But the last thing I want to say is to the Met fan. I feel like there was an effort today to put some stuff out from Met Camp so that you don't have to keep talking about Juan Soto, so you don't have to keep dreaming about Juan Soto, so you don't have to keep fawning over a New York Yankee. It's clownish. It's whack. It's lame. We're 3 weeks away from opening day where the Milwaukee Mets will host the Milwaukee Brewers. And you got to see somebody that the man from Milwaukee brought in tonight, Shintaro Fujinami. I think he might be something. Francisco Alvarez, you know he's going to be something. There's been some things coming out of Mets camp as the Mets get another win, their sixth of the spring over the Nationals 3-1. So the story that Buster only put out about, oh, Juan Soto being the most interesting thing, the most not surprising thing. No, there's plenty of things going on in the Mets camp if you look. There's plenty of things to talk about with these different players, young, old, proven, unproven, and we'll talk about it tonight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is KM to 2 a.m.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, New York. Let's talk sports. Your nighttime host, Cam, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm going to take your calls. I said enough in my open. You know what we're talking about. If you don't, you'll figure it out as we proceed. First up, Jacob and his dad out in Montville, or maybe they're driving home. Nah, they should be home already. Jacob and Dad on the Fan first. What's up, guys?
Hey, so me and my brother have a lot to talk about this game tonight.
You're at the Devils game?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so firstly, the hat trick by Timo, that was just awesome. He was playing, like, so aggressively that the hat trick was just amazing.
Did you throw your hats on the ice? You threw your hats on the ice?
Oh, we didn't have any, but we saw the whole thing. It was great. Yeah.
Yeah, good to see Timo just, like, step up and get right. And, like I said, good for Travis Green to get that win. Maybe he sparked something in him.
Yeah, that, like, I would definitely, like, see that. And Eric Halla with that finishing goal.
Yep.
Oh, that just, like, closed out the gap between the game and guaranteed the win for them.
Yeah, third period. Awesome. Closed the door on them. Didn't let them back in. Jack Hughes with an assist. The crowd just, it looked good. It was a nationally televised game, and I'm always proud of the Devils fans showing up. Even though we've had a little rough go at it the last couple weeks, and obviously firing Lindy Ruff, and with the trade deadline approaching, Tyler Toffoli was scratched from the lineup. It's good to get a win in front of a national audience. I'm glad you guys got to experience that.
Yeah. And the goalie, he had some really good saves.
Nico Dawes.
Yeah, Nico Dawes. He played great tonight with all, like, the amazing shots on goal, and he just stopped them.
And we got on TV. That was the best part.
Yeah, oh, you got on the big screen?
Yep.
No, we got on actual TV.
Oh, actual TV? ESPN cameras?
Yeah, like what you watch on.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what you guys look like. Maybe I saw you. Did someone send you a picture of yourself on ESPN?
Yeah, our uncles and aunts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was crazy. Well, tonight was just like a super hype game, and I loved it. I think we all loved it.
Well,
but
make sure you tell your dad you love him. Make sure you thank your dad for bringing you.
Yeah, we did. But here's the thing. My dad's a Flyers fan.
No way.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? Well, really, how'd you guys become Devils fans if he's a Flyers fan?
I don't know. Like, I used to be a Flyers fan until I was, like, I don't know, like, six. But then I started to branch off, started to root for the home team, you know?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, Montville, how far is Montville from Philly?
From, yeah, about, like, 2 hours. Probably.
Did Dad grow up closer to Philly?
No, Dad grew up in Clifton.
No, he grew up in Clifton.
Okay, Dad. Well, you got to become a Devils fan now. Thanks for the call, guys. Get home safe. Yeah, Montville is North Jersey. I'm trying to put together. I'm like, maybe they're South Jersey people. No. Devils fans. Good for the Devils fans. Keep the hope alive. Maybe they get hot. You know, hockey is crazy. Maybe some moves happen here at the deadline, and maybe they go on a run to get back to the playoffs. With all the hype and expectations around the Devils after knocking the Rangers off last year, you'd like to see them get back to the playoffs and not miss it the following season. 877-337-6666. Ryan is in Hazlitt, New Jersey, next up on The Fan.
Hello?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, boss? How you doing tonight?
All right. Now I'm rewatching the Yankee spring training game in here and putting together my notes for the rest of the show.
Yeah. Quick thing about that Soto thing. I almost feel like the old Jordan commercial where you go, stop it. You know, stop talking about the whole mess.
Get some help. Stop it already.
Yeah, stop it already. You know, just let the season go. You know, I'm sitting here Uber eating because, you know, child care is $30,000 a year. You know?
Yeah, don't I know about it already? Yep.
Oh, yeah. You know what the funny thing is? You're talking about Ben Simmons and stuff like that. Have you seen anybody fleece all the NBA more than he has?
It's incredible. It's incredible. Even, number one pick. He wins Rookie of the Year after not playing. He's collected a max contract, and he might be the guy that has played the least amount of games through a max contract when it's all said and done. Incredible job.
Insane.
Finesser of the century. Multi-millionaire, generational wealth. Not have to do much. And even when he's on the floor, not have to do much on the floor. Pass the ball. Allergic to the rim. Huh. Can't shoot. No jump shot. No foul shot.
Done.
Incredible.
That was his scouting report. And they doubted his game in his scouting report about his drive, too, when he was coming out of college.
Remarkable. There's going to be a 30 for 30 on him. He doesn't deserve one. There'll be some little documentary on one of these streaming platforms about Ben Simmons from Australia to LSU to the NBA.
Speaking of Ben Simmons and, like, you know, talking about his life and him wanting to be fancy and everything, I said it too earlier before I got on hold. I'm like, but there has to be something with this Kardashian women. You know, I know they're fine and all. You know, Courtney's my type. You know, I don't know if anybody likes Kim or, you know, Chloe, supposedly OJ's daughter, but, you know, they mess every dude up. You know, even James Harden, they messed him up for a couple years. You know, you talk about that
Jordan
anxiety.
Clarkson.
You know, who knows what they gave him?
great call, Ryan. I could take it from there because that's, I always talk about being in Barclays Center, seeing the best version of Ben Simmons I ever saw. He had a 34-point triple-double as a Sixer against the Nets. Embiid was out. It was Martin Luther King Day. I think it was 2020, right before we fell into the pandemic. And Kylie Jenner was sitting courtside. I was like six rows back behind the rim. And I'm just watching this guy have his way in the paint. He didn't need to shoot. He just was dunking the ball, laying the ball up, pump faking, going up, right hand, left hand. I'm like, man, at that time, I'm like, Ben Simmons is a monster. I'm like, man, he's got Kylie Jenner with him. He came to Brooklyn and dominated on Jared Allen and those boys. Fast forward 4 years. What happened to the guy? What happened to this guy? This guy, I just believe, does not really want to play. And he can pull these phantom things that nobody can really check him on. He can say he has mental health problems, anxiety, depression, which I'm respectful for all of that. And when he came in, we were very respectful of it as Nets fans, but we haven't heard any follow-ups. We haven't heard anything about treatment. We haven't heard anything about therapy. We haven't heard any. How did he get it under control? That's why I make the joke about retail therapy. Shop till you drop. I'm sure the Kardashians told him what stores to go to in Brooklyn and Lower Manhattan. It's incredible, man. Your job is to play basketball. And I mean, I remember seeing him go to Paris with the Nets. And I'm like, why the hell are you bringing him in Paris? To do more shopping? The guy came back for a game and got hurt. It's just, I don't know. I feel like it's highway robbery. It ain't my money, but it is. It kind of is. I spent some good money the other night at Barclays Center. I've spent a lot of money at Barclays Center since 2013 to now. When you bring in a guy like that, to think that they did not look at his physical, check the medical reports on a guy like that, and you bring in a guy that everybody in Philadelphia, like, I understand why those fans went so hard at Ben Simmons. Our very own Spike Eskin. I had conversations with Spike before it actually got done, and Spike told me straight up, this guy is not a basketball player. He doesn't want to play basketball. His job is done. He made it to the point where he got a max contract. Ever since that game, Sixers versus Hawks, where he could have went up and yammed it and he dished the ball, his career was done. He was done after that point. That was the biggest stage, the biggest moment. He failed in that moment. And he's like, I don't want this. I don't want this. Let me just collect. And at 25, 26, 27, claim injury. Let's go to John in Port Jeff Station on the Fan to switch the subject.
Yes, let's get to those Giants. You know, first off, you know, I look at you always need a franchise quarterback, as you say. And then I look and I'm saying, do you always need a franchise running back? Not necessarily. How much is Saquon Diggs for the Giants? Everybody says he's such a super player. How much was his max as far as this year, not just in rushing, but all his total yards? I don't see him producing those 1,000-yard, you know, years to come for them. And I just feel at this point, it's time to move on. They can save $10 million on the cap every year for the next 3 years. They can get a running back in the second, third round. And you know that, Keith, that
yeah.
They can move on from them, you know, and get somebody. And you've seen it with the Jets. You've seen it with other teams that can do it. I just don't think that he's a franchise, you know, running back for anybody right now to do anything. And you see guys move on, like Zeke Elliott. He's moved on, and what has he produced? So those days for him, I feel, are over. And I think the Giants need to secure their front line and get a quarterback. That's their main thing is not a running back right now, and I think they know that, and they didn't spend that money on him specifically when they franchise-tagged him. How do you feel about that?
I agree with you, but I'm going to counter just for the sake of the argument. Why didn't they trade him? Why didn't they trade him last season? Why didn't they get something for him?
Yeah, well, I think they didn't. They didn't think they were going to get much, and I don't know if he would have. How much? I mean, they could have got some draft picks. Yes, they could have did
well,
that.
Well, now they're not going to get anything.
Yes, true.
And also, you know, I think he has the most value to them because he's the captain of the team. This is a team that had 10 captains last year. Like, I think that, like, he means most to the Giants fan base, the Giants, his teammates that have come out there and endorsed him over Daniel Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's value, I believe, in who he is in the locker room, who he is in the community, who he is as a Giant, more so than a Houston Texan, even though I think they have a lot of money they're going to throw at him, or let's say a Los Angeles Charger. I don't expect him to be a Philadelphia Eagle because that's just like, that's set tripping, yeah, bro. That's like, you can't go over to the dark side. Thanks for the call, John. I thought we were going to have a little more of a back and forth. I'll just lead the way. Like, I could talk about Saquon for the rest of the show. I'm a Dallas fan. I don't want to see him in Dallas. I'm a Dallas fan. I damn sure don't want to see him with the Eagles. But not for nothing. Well, the Eagles lose like 5 out of their last 6 games. They're not a lock. They wanted to fire their head coach. They're about to have different offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, a bunch of different coaches. The Eagles, I think, are going to try to make a run at Saquon Barkley because it takes someone away from an in-division rival, opponent, or whatever. But I just don't think Saquon's got that in him. He's a good guy. He's a Giant. I don't think he wants to stick it to the Giants. I don't think he wants to have a revenge game against the Giants because they won't pay him. I don't think he wants to go put on that green jersey. Just the sight of that's got to make you a little sick. It makes me sick. I can't stand Philly, any of their teams, especially the Eagles and their fans. Saquon, you want to go be an Eagle with their arrogant, obnoxious fan base? Nah, you don't want to do that, bro, because then you throw all this away. You hear Tiki Barber talking about how he wanted to be a Giant because he knew after his Giant career, Tiki probably should have tried to play a couple more years, but he knew after his Giant career ended what he'd be able to do right here in New York, New Jersey, in the media, and he's doing it. What I feel like is there's more money for Saquon if he stays and if he takes a team-friendly deal and if the Giants meet him somewhere in the middle, they can. I look at this all as a scare tactic. What's the scariest thing to think about? I mean, maybe it doesn't scare Shane and Dable, but I would be a little bit afraid of Saquon Barkley, the number 2 overall pick, which I was talking to plenty of people on Twitter about this, right? Saquon Barkley being the number 2 overall pick for the Giants, that's why he's historic. That's why he has a legacy. He doesn't have a legacy of winning playoff games or winning the rushing title or leading the league in touchdowns. He has a legacy of being hurt. But the fact that you took him number 2 overall, Saquon Barkley, no matter what, he's historic here. And also, he's historic in the NFL. Mark my words, we will never, ever, 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 ever see a running back taken number 2 overall. I don't care if Jim Brown himself is reincarnated and comes out. We're not heading that way in the NFL. We're heading towards flag football in the NFL. So what I'm saying is Saquon Barkley, this is a negotiation tactic. Saquon Barkley cares about his brand. He cares about his legacy. He cares about New York. He cares about his family. He doesn't want to uproot his family. He bought a house up there. His daughter is 6 years old. She's been here the whole time he's been here. He doesn't want to make her change schools and go to school in South Jersey. I don't think he would do that. I think the Eagles make the most sense to scare the Giants because they're close. But I don't think he wants to actually be an Eagle. Yeah. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan in New York. It's almost Friday. Coming up, my Casamigos big shot of the night. And let me plant some seeds for my Yankee fans out there. There's something we got to talk about. So I think I did, I know I did my 5-hour show last night, and I think I took a call where someone mentioned Kike Hernandez in regards to talking about Juan Soto potentially not choosing the Yankees next year. I think they actually tried to say, well, Kike Hernandez chose the Dodgers over the Yankees. And I'm like, Kike, are we talking about Kike Hernandez on the Fan right now? Like, whether I knew that information or not, it wouldn't change anything. But now there's more information coming out that, like, okay, Kike Hernandez, the Yankees tried to sign, and also Amed Rosario. They were looking for backup infielders. And with this news around Oswald Peraza, like, I just like, it's just another Cashman masterclass prospect hugging a guy that you literally started in the ALCS 2 seasons ago. against the eventual World Series champions. Like, so you felt comfortable enough throwing this guy out on the main stage in the biggest games. What could you have gotten? Could you have gotten Luis Castillo if you gave up Oswald Peraza? I mean, if Luis Castillo is here right now, we have that one too. I don't know. It's hard for me to not think what if. But I also know that the Yankees aren't confident that their infield's going to stay healthy. They're probably expecting DJ LeMahieu to be hurt slash ineffective at the plate. They're probably expecting at some point Anthony Rizzo's back to flare up or something else to happen because he's getting up there in age. Young Volpe should be fine, knock on wood. Gleyber Torres should be fine. He's young and he's got something to prove. But you know the Yankees have scheduled rest and they're going to move guys. And it's not going to be IKF to fill in the blanks. Oswaldo Cabrera could fill in the blanks some. But clearly the Yankees were looking for veteran, utility, infielders as depth and bench pieces. And now with Oswald Peraza's shoulder injury and him most likely starting in the minors, also finagling the service time, it's just it's an interesting thought to have as we're 3 weeks away from opening day. And if you look at SNY.com, they put out the projected 26-man roster, and you think about who's going to be on that bench. We can talk about it a little bit more later. I'm just planting some seeds for the Yankee fans there. Let's take a couple calls if we can before we go to the 11 o'clock break and update. Jack is in Clifton, New Jersey. Jack, you're on the Fan. You got it.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
So I just got a question. This is my first time actually calling in. So I just got a question. Now that you are part of the Devil's Army, what do you feel about trading with rivalries and just in any sport? Mainly, I know there was some buzz around Toffoli going within the next 24 hours, and there was some buzz about the Rangers being interested. So how do you feel about that, and what do you think the Devils should do there?
Two ways. One, you know, I almost don't ever want to see that happen. Like, the Yankees really aren't going to trade with the Red Sox very often. You know, you don't usually do that because you don't want to see a guy go over to a rival and come back and have revenge against you, or go over there with some information about you. But when we're talking about the Devils and the Rangers, I am now in my third season of really watching the Devils and learning more, and I'm learning more and more about that rivalry. I think the Devils fans listening would say, hell no, do not help the Rangers, do not make any trades with them. But who do you have in mind? You mentioned Tyler Toffoli. You're thinking
I've always liked, and I thought that as Capo Caco has gotten older, his game has been rounded very well. And
there's not one Devils fan that's like, yeah, send Capo Caco over here.
I know, but I watch a lot of hockey. I've been the Devils fan since I was born in 2002. So I don't know. I like his game, and I think that Tyler Toffoli right now, you know, is just age out, can score 30 goals in any team. I think we could work it out. It could be the first in history, and I know not many people are going to like that, but I think business is business at the end of the day.
No, you're right about that, and that's what it comes down to. Sometimes the guys that are in charge, they're not fans, right? They just make the business move, but I don't think any fans would actually be going for that. Thanks for the call, Jack. First-time caller, ding, ding, ding. I need, like, a sound effect for the first-time callers. I was doing the ding, ding, ding for a little while, but I feel like I get first-time callers a lot, so no more ding, ding, ding. Just thanks. Thanks for joining my show. Thanks for making me the first show you called into. Ralph is in Waterbury, Connecticut, before we go to the break. What's up, Ralph?
How you doing, Keith? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Sick on Barkley. I'm a huge Giant fan. I'm 65 years old. Been watching him all my life. I'm a Lawrence Taylor fan. Back in the day when, you know, the Giants were the Giants, and Saquon's got that. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's just some juice there. Like you said, he's good in the locker room, and I think there's still some juice in the tank. But he's not that old. That caller that was talking about, yeah, well, he doesn't have the 1,000-yard seasons anymore, and this and that. He brings so much more to that tank, and they got room under the cap. I say keep him for a couple years.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know, but like that's what I feel about the cap going up. And being at this juncture again where you did this song and dance last year, I think right now what they're doing is they're saying, sure, go test the market and come back to us. And what Saquon's doing is what they all do. They can play these games. A little birdie said this, a little birdie said that. And you start with the scariest possibility. It isn't the Dallas Cowboys because that doesn't seem realistic. But going right down the turnpike to Philly and joining the hated Eagles who have dominated the Giants, I think that's enough to get the Giants' attention. I don't think they want that. And if they come back to the negotiating table and there's numbers that they can do, they'll say, okay, we can match this to keep you with us and not have to see you twice a year.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that as a Giant.
Me either.
I really don't think he would do
Me
that.
Either.
I mean,
Me
and
either.
It's not about money and stats and all of that
No,
stuff.
No, it's just the principle of it. It's just the G-men, the pride. He knows. He's from this area. His dad is from this area. He knows very well what it would mean if he crossed over to the dark side and put on that dark green jersey. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Everybody else call up. Maybe it'll be your first time.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.